Good morning, everybody. Are you well? Okay, we'll leave it there then. Well, it's good to be with you on this very special Sunday, Armistice Sunday, when we remember the sacrifice made by those who have gone before us and were killed in the First World War, the Second World War, and all the conflicts since. Including, sadly, those who even today are giving their lives and paying the great cost in far-off lands and maybe even closer to home than we'd like. But also this morning we're looking at, and as Steve has just read, in continuing our morning series this morning of love letters from the Lord. And to start, I want to share with you a story. And it's a soldier's account as he remembers his part in a very daring raid. The mission was to capture the mountain fortress, a stronghold which was heavily guarded and which the defending forces clearly thought was impenetrable. The walls reached up some 1,500 feet from the valley floor. The gateway to the citadel was very well defended. We had overcome the rest of the city. This was the last stronghold to take. And thankfully, there was a weak spot. The commander called for volunteers. Men who could climb unaided. There was a crevice that ran up one of the near perpendicular walls, just wide enough for a man to climb up. I volunteered. The climb was easy at first, but it got tighter and it got harder as I made my ascent. I had very little equipment with me. My muscles screamed out in pain. Whispers of encouragement from below soon failed and faded as I climbed higher and higher. After what seemed like hours, I was able to scramble over the top. There were only a couple of guards to deal with. Did they get a surprise? They had been complacent, overconfident in their position. We had caught them napping. Within minutes, I had managed to unlock the gate and let the rest of our troops in. The stronghold was soon ours. That story is not of any recent conflict, or from the First or the Second World War. It's a tale about what happened to the city of Sardis and the fall of its Acropolis over 2,000 years ago. And the amazing thing is, it didn't just happen once. Twice in its history, within the space of a couple of 100 years, Sardis fell to the invading forces through men climbing up exactly the same crevice and doing exactly the same thing. So twice in this huge, almost impenetrable Acropolis, Sardis had fallen exactly the same way by making the same mistake. Often in history, and so in life, to consider yourself secure and to fail to remain alert is to play with disaster. So this church in Sardis now receives a message from the one who is perfect, the one who holds the sevenfold spirit of God, a symbol of his perfection, and who also holds in his hands the seven stars, a representation of the church, the seven churches that these letters are written to. And Sardis is now, at the time of writing this letter, home to a large colony of prosperous Jews, and its fortified Acropolis gave the inhabitants overconfidence in their security. They hadn't remembered what had happened to them in the past, And again, they're growing in their confidence. And the message that comes from the Lord is, you are dead, but you're still alive. And that's a sign that they're actually spiritually asleep. And so the call is, wake up. You're dead. Wake up. As the watchman had been caught napping on two occasions in the city's history and off guard with the enemy at the gates, the same would be of the Christians in Sardis if their actions did not meet up with the faith that they were claiming to have. You see, the Lord does not measure us by our reputation, by the things that we have, or by our reputation among men. The Lord measures us by our actions and our attitude towards him and towards each other. So the church is called to remember what they had received and what they had heard in the beginning. All that Christ has done for them. They're called to be obedient to it, to repent and turn back from where they've gone. Otherwise, Christ would just be like the forces of old, coming unexpectedly like a thief in the night, or even maybe a soldier over the wall. Wake up. Sometimes we all need a wake-up call. In our household, I'm often the one who's the least eager to get up in the morning. And so my wake-up call is usually three little bodies that come in and use our bed as a trampoline. But sometimes we need another wake-up call. And for the church in Sardis, as for us today, this letter might just be it. We don't actually know what their complacency had been, what they were actually guilty of before God, but they were not living out their faith and were spiritually dead before God. And Christ coming again would be like a very rude awakening. Similarly, we must also remember all that Christ has done for us. For there may come a sad day where we may forget the sacrifice of men and women over the years to uphold our freedom. And we may become complacent, thinking we're safe and secure and alive, when in reality, we're spiritually dead. The call is to wake up. Take action. As Paul writes to the Ephesians, live out lives worthy of the calling you have received. Or Christ will come like a thief in the night, and we won't be ready. We'll be caught off guard. We'll be caught sleeping. I wonder if Jesus walked into this room at the back of church right now and said, I've got a message for you. Would you be ready? Would you know him? Would you know it was actually him? Would you be able to recognize him? And I wonder what he would actually say to you. What would his message be to you this morning? See, Sardis was a place of great prosperity, had great wealth, and it's claimed that the art of dyeing wool was first discovered there. All incredible things. But all this prestige before men doesn't mean anything to God. God wants us to be in relationship with him. But however, as we read in this letter, there are a few people that remained in Sardis that were faithful and living out righteous and worthy lives. Lives that through their words and actions showed their faith in Jesus and all that he had done for them. And we're living out what it says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. Sardis was known for being a place of dying wool. And yet the picture we have here is that Christ can make us all as white as wool and as white as snow. So the promise that Jesus writes is that they will walk with him. That both will be dressed in white, a symbol of purity and holiness. Because he's the one who can make them and can make us new. Can redeem us. He's the one who can save us from the perils of this world. He's the one who can even save us from ourselves. The promise is for them and for each of us that overcome all that the world throws at them or tempts us with. That our names will not be removed from the book of life, but that Christ will acknowledge us before his Father and his angels in heaven. As we spend time remembering and acknowledging the price paid for our freedom this morning by so many, let us not forget the sacrifice Christ himself made for us on the cross. And let us also remember that he now stands before the Father on our behalf, and he will one day return. When he returns, will he find you like the church of Sardis, sleeping? Or will he find you watching, walking on his path, eagerly waiting for his return? Maybe it's time for a wake-up call. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word, written so many years ago, can still speak to us. Lord, as we've seen in this letter, you long to be in relationship with your people, with each of us. Lord, that so often you paint a picture in our minds and through your words that speak into your heart about your love for us. Lord, may we not be found sleeping as your church here at Fullwood. Lord, may each of us consider where we are with you this morning. And as we remember those that have fallen, giving their lives for our freedom, may we also remember that you sent your Son so that all of us may know freedom, a freedom that will last forever. That we will one day be able to spend eternity with you. So Lord, this morning may we wake up. May we take action. And live out all that you've called us to be. In your holy and precious name I pray. Amen.